In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. Amen. The Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're on volume 26, May 30th, 31st, 1928. Okay, so Luisa begins, or Jesus is talking to Luisa. She says, "My contained love was moaning, raving, and was devoured by an inextinguishable flames." Okay, so here we are. We're seeing that these flames are cannot be stopped. This is his Sacred Heart. It also reflects the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Her heart is burning with love as well. For his Sacred Heart and Our Lady's Sacred Heart, they're always together. Our Lady's Immaculate Heart wanted to make known what it wanted to give to humanity, this great good, a good that surpasses all other goods. So when you think of all that has happened in the earth, with Adam being created, with Jesus redeeming the world, Jesus says, this is greater than that, a good that surpasses all other goods. And that is the kingdom of my divine fiat, again, being reintroduced to humanity. So our job is to really begin to enter into this abundant life of the third fiat. This is what our God has planned for us. This is not anything that the world has seen, because what the world has seen, what the world is after the fall. The life of Adam is hidden. Luisa knew about the life of Adam. She asked Jesus, "Let me go back to the garden to witness this creation of Adam." This is what Jesus wanted for her, and that's why she wanted to go there. She wanted to witness this creation of man, this life in that is the image and likeness of God. So when Adam sinned, he lost the image and likeness of God, and for 4,000 years, they were waiting for the promised Messiah who would give back to them this ruling, this dominion. That's why the Jews at Jesus' time thought Jesus was going to defeat the Roman army, that he was going to be the king. And that's why when he would pray, he'd go by himself to pray. Why? So that because he realized that they were mistaken him for this conquering king, this strong king who would defeat the enemies of Israel. Jesus came as the suffering servant to take the place of fallen Adam, to give back to Adam this divine nobility that Adam had, image and likeness of God, this divine nobility that our God wants us to enter into. And when we read the volumes, it's so clear what Jesus wants for us. Jesus wants us to enter into this abundant life. See, Adam was naked because he lost the clothing of divinity. He lost the divine nobility of a true son of God. And so Jesus came to earth, the only begotten son, to give back to humanity this divine nobility. So as we read the volumes, what Jesus is telling us basically is get ready to be reclothed in divinity. So Our Lady has already started this by giving us the scapular. The scapular, she says, is the clothing of heaven. And again, it's just a little square, a little rectangle that we wear around our necks and on our back. What does this do? It's to remind us that we are going to go back to what God has originally planned. This is why Jesus said, my divine love, this burning love, was moaning, raving. It was devoured by these flames that will never go out. For it wanted to make known, it wanted to give back to mankind this great good, a good that surpasses all other goods. So what God has given to us is something like Jesus tells us that the divine will is the sacrament of sacraments. So for the past 2,000 years, our Lord has given us, the seven sacraments and the sacramentals. This is our medicine, Jesus says, the medicine that will help souls be reinvigorated as with the, if you want to say this, oppression of fallen nature, even though we have been redeemed. I mean, think about it. Jesus and Mary bring back to humanity the Catholic life, the universal life. And even though we have the sacraments and sacramentals, the churches are empty. Jesus is alone and isolated in the tabernacle. God is here. God is present. When the priest holds the Eucharist up, he says, look, it's not a time to look down. I know many people say, oh, I am not, Lord, I am not worthy. No, look, here is the Lamb of God, the one who takes away the sins of the world. We have to begin to look at Jesus in the monstrance. Look at Jesus when the priest holds the host up. He says, look. He doesn't say look down. Look. We have to fall in love with our Eucharistic Lord. So God has given us now, he says, the sacrament of sacraments. What does this mean? When this gift is alive in us, when we fully possess this gift of living in the divine will, we're going to be in a perennial communion with God as Adam was before the fall. So our God is saying, he wanted to make known this burning love of Jesus and Mary, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, wanted to give back to humanity this great good, a good that surpasses all the other goods to this point. That's why he gave Luisa the Book of Heaven. He said to Luisa, write everything down. Listen to your spiritual director. Write everything down. As she would read this, as she would listen, she would put everything down on paper. And again, if you want to know the pivotal point of the divine will, it's volume 17, May 4th, 1925. Read it. Study it. Listen to what Jesus says. Put it into practice. What does Jesus say? He says to Luisa, Luisa, did you write everything down that I told you? She says, yes, Lord, I wrote everything down. And then he says, what if I told you that what you didn't write everything down? As a matter of fact, you left out the most important point of the divine will. Jesus says this. So when you read volume 17, May 4th, 1925, and really understand what Jesus is saying, we begin to understand that what God is giving to us has been hidden, and now he wants to reveal this to the world. I mean, let's look at divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. What did he say to St. Faustina? The final devotion that I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. That's the final devotion. Do we make holy this 3 o'clock hour? It's a part of our life, as St. Peter and St. Paul talk about. They prayed at the 3 o'clock hour. God wants to have us have this fullness, this blessing that he wants to give to all of humanity. And he's offering this to us. He says, this great good I, God, gave at the beginning of creation. This is what he gave to Adam. Image and likeness of God. He says, because I never do incomplete works, but the works come out from our divinity. So this, Jesus says, what God gave to Adam is going to happen. He says, as creation was a divine decree, redemption was a divine decree, and now sanctification is a divine decree. This third fiat, where humanity is given back what was given to Adam, image and likeness of God. So Jesus teaches Luisa that the image is given to humanity through holy baptism. When we receive holy baptism, we are ontologically changed. We're no longer sons and daughters of Adam. We become sons and daughters of God. Ontological change. In no way, even if we deny Catholicism, we have this indelible mark saying that we are Catholic. We have the universal life of Jesus and Mary at our disposal if we wish. We have the sacraments and sacramentals of the Holy Church if we wish. So Jesus is saying, now I want to bring you back to where you were before the fall. This is what God has given to humanity. So he looks at us and he says to us, are you ready to live this abundant life? So he says, but this life was rejected by Adam. And we, triune God, had the sorrow of feeling this life, this true life, this image and likeness of God, the substance, the goods, and the most essential part of creation being rejected back to God. I don't want this. This is what Adam said. I want my will, not your will, to be done. So God is saying to us, use your free will. As you read the book of heaven, use your free will to choose what you want. Do you want to continue to live your human will? And what's your human will? How do we explain our human will? It's what we say in confession, in the confessional. We say, blessed be Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. That's a confession. I want to make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid the near occasions of sin. Why? So I can return back to what you wanted from the beginning, God, to be in your image and likeness, no longer in the fallen image and likeness of Adam, but the fullness of life of Jesus, of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So Jesus says, Adam rendered all our work incomplete for himself and has never given a thought of reacquiring what Adam rejected from us, triune God. This is a lot of good and holy people want to follow a saint, Saint Francis, Saint Benedict, Saint Dominic, Saint Louis de Montfort. They want to follow this life of a saint. Okay. Jesus says, I want to give you back the life that Adam had before the fall. We have to go back and think, what was Adam's DNA? What did it look like? What was the DNA of Adam? The image and likeness of God. And then he lost it. So Jesus says, now that you have been redeemed and Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ on Calvary, now I want to return you. I want to bring you back to where Adam was before the fall, sanctification, to receive this glory that God breathed into Adam, image and likeness of God, participating in divinity. That's why at Holy Mass every day, the priest puts a drop of water into the chalice and says, may we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. Great things are coming, and they've already begun for the souls who are reading, studying, and putting into practice this abundant life, this third fiat that God wants to give to the world. He's given it to us if we wish. And he says, do you want it 30%, 60%, or do you want 100%? I have to give you what you want. So those that are reading, those that are studying, those that are putting this into practice, have no fear of what's going on right now. Have no anxiety, no complaints, no negativity. Why? As you enter into this gift, you are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Nothing less than that. Anything less than that is not even striving to live in the divine will. When you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, you've fallen into the misery of the human will. So Jesus is saying, use your free will to choose to live in the holy divine will. This is what they gave to Louisa. This is what they now want to give to us. It's really a new beginning. It's a abundant life that our God wants us to possess. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray For all the little children, the holy divine will to be divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.